we are the blessed.
Amen.
And until we grab the horse by the mane and shake its head back and say, we are a covenant people and we have the blessings and the rights of Abraham, we ain't got none. Until you start dancing through life as someone from who doesn't belong here, but is just doing everybody a favor by staying. Hey, Paul said in the first chapter of Philippians, he said, you know, I don't know if you stay or leave. I'd rather leave, but I suppose I'll stay for you. That's my motto. Amen. Honey, I'd rather leave. It's better there, but I'll stay for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's the bottom line.
It is the bottom line. Yes, it is.
We're to dance through life, having been introduced to the love of God through the cross.
Yes.
Now we're called upon to walk in that love. And to stand in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and not our own. And the great messianic sign of the truth of this and the power of it is the Holy Spirit. I will pour out my spirit. The old men will do stuff that only prophets could do. For that matter, kids will do stuff that only prophets could do. Because we've all entered into a new relationship with God. Which is why we have the effrontery to suggest that you, sir, and you, ma'am, can have a personal relationship with God. To say that to a law covenant Jew would have been balderdash. They couldn't. But you can. And you can not. We like it because of the cross. Yes, that's nice. Legally, that's true. But factually, only by the Holy Ghost. Read Romans chapter 8. We are led by the Spirit.
Yes.
It is by the Spirit we cry out, Abba, Father.
Amen.
And the whole world is groaning and travailing for the same kind of stuff we have now and will have in the resurrection. Yes. By the Spirit. He will quicken our mortal body.
Amen.
Okay, so there you have it. So now, getting up to date, Paul's two most famous prayers, both in the most important book of the New Testament, Ephesians, which runs tie and tie with Hebrews. I was preaching to myself in the mirror the other day about Ephesians and Hebrews. And I was saying, if you had Ephesians and Hebrews and threw the rest away, you'd have all you need. Everything that's found in every book of the Bible is found in Ephesians and Hebrews. Oh, I know there are details in all of them. And I'm happy for you to look at all those details and not preach on them and teach on them and believe them. But Ephesians and Hebrews will keep you straight.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, we have from these tremendous books, and the two prayers of Paul in Ephesians specifically, everything I've just said, the first prayer saying, you know what, I wish, you need some revelation, mm-hmm. that God will expand you to know the hope of his calling, his inheritance in the saints, and the power that worketh towards us. Mm-hmm. He's working towards us who believe, when you raise Christ from the dead with that resurrection power, to glorify Jesus in the church. And you cannot glorify him in an invisible one.
That's right.
St. Augustine needed that badly because he was in a rotten, corrupt church.
Yes.
And he needed an invisible one because the visible one was not worth saving. It's visible. It's real. If you can't do this in the glory church in heaven, who wants to? It's already there. Spirits of just men made perfect. But on this earth here. He says, you need a revelation of what Jesus has done and what he's doing in you. Then he skips over a couple of chapters and he says, now I'll tell you what else I'm praying for you. That by the power of the Holy Ghost at work in your church, you will learn to experience the love of Christ for yourself and share it on such a level that you will know God most intimately. You see, you cannot know God any more than to experience his love and then so overflow with it and share it. I was thinking about this the other day. Too many folks are trying to give away what they don't have themselves.
That's true.
They talk about love, they talk about joy, they talk about excitement, and they got none. That's not the real thing. That's just a fake. I'm glad you're saying the truth if you are. But he said, I want you to know the love of Christ that passes all knowledge, and be filled with all the fullness of God. And that's, to be literally stated in Ephesians, I want you to experience the love of Christ for yourself, and be filled thereby with all the fullness of God. You want to be full of God? Be full of his love. How you get full of his love? The power of the Holy Spirit. We got this thing all messed up.